John Walker Lind will remain in jail, at least for the time being. Lawyers for Lind, the American who fought for the Taliban in Afghanistan, have argued that he be released into his father's custody, pending trial, but today a federal magistrate denied that request. The decision had been expected, but the hearing also gave a preview of some of the defense strategy. NPR's Barbara Bradley reports.
John Walker Lind appeared in the federal courtroom in his green prisoner jumpsuit, clean-shaven, but this time with a little more hair. The question today was clear-cut. Is Lind too dangerous and too likely to flee to be allowed to leave jail until his trial? Lind's attorney, James Brosnahan, argued that the 20-year-old Californian has never been in trouble before. He doesn't drink and he doesn't take drugs. While it's true he carried a gun and hand grenades, Brosnahan said, Lind was only a foot soldier in a war in northern Afghanistan. And he said the government presented no evidence that Lind had intended to kill American soldiers or civilians. As to flight risk, Brosnahan said Lind has very strong ties to his family, and besides, he has no resources to travel or to escape. Federal prosecutor Randy Bellows spoke next. He said this is an individual who, through his emails and letters, showed no desire to come back to the United States, despite the pleadings of his parents. If Lind didn't obey then, he implied, why should he obey his parents now? Moreover, Bellows said, John Lind is a committed terrorist, a danger to society. Quote, he not only talked the talk, but he walked the walk by carrying hand grenades and using guns. Magistrate W. Curtis Sewell agreed with the government. Lind has contributed to an organization that perpetuated violence against U.S. citizens, he said. And while Mr. Lind says he's a loyal American, the evidence suggests otherwise. Then, saying that Lind has, quote, every incentive to flee, the judge denied bail. Outside the courthouse, defense attorney Brosnahan would not comment on the hearing. He did take the opportunity to criticize Attorney General John Ashcroft for comments Ashcroft made yesterday. Brosnahan said those comments could deprive Lind of a fair trial, an assertion Ashcroft later dismissed. Brosnahan then suggested that the attorney general focus on the people who actually harmed Americans, like Osama bin Laden and the anthrax mailer.
We understand they're doing the best they can, and we're with them on that. We hope all of that is successful. But meanwhile, I'd ask the Attorney General to not take it out on John Lind, because in my view, they have brought up the cannon to shoot the mouse.
Today's decision was no surprise. Former prosecutor Andrew McBride says the defense's uphill battle grew much steeper yesterday when a grand jury added count 10 to the indictment. That count charges Lind with using and carrying a firearm during a crime of violence.
Whether you're a drug dealer or a bank robber or Mr. Lind, if you're charged with use of a firearm or explosive in a violent crime, that presumption then arises that you are a danger to the community and you shouldn't be released.
If today's hearing decided the bail issue, it also foreshadowed the defense strategy to come. First is the attack on Lind's confession. Attorney Brosnahan called FBI agent Ann Asbury to the stand. She admitted that there was no videotape and no tape recorder during the interrogation, which isn't unusual in FBI interviews, and only one agent, which is a bit unusual. She also admitted that Lind was not shown his final statement so that he could make corrections. Brosnahan also presented a new argument, namely that John Lind thought he was fighting with America's friends, not its enemies. He noted that the U.S. used to support the Taliban, and Lind viewed the Northern Alliance as, quote, bad people. Moreover, he said, when Lind went to the front line in September, quote, not a single person in the U.S. had any idea we'd be in a military operation with the Northern Alliance. Unquote. Lind was caught as a foot soldier in a war that came to him. Lind appears in federal court next Monday when he will enter his plea. Barbara Bradley, NPR News, Washington.